So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I found it a while back under a stack of papers on your desk, and I've been reworking it for quite some time.
Oh, interesting, and a little intrusive. What's it called?
It's called Jiminy Man.
What?
Jiminy Man?
Do you mean Gemini Man?
Oh, yeah, that does make more sense.
Right, okay, that kinda rings a bell. That thing's been floating around for a while. Remind me of the plot, though.
It's about this guy Henry who's on the run from a younger version of himself that's trying to kill him.
Oh, yeah, I think that script's from, like, the 90s.
Well, this is gonna feel like it should have come out in the 90s, sir.
Wasn't there a movie called Looper a couple of years ago where a guy's younger self is trying to kill him?
Yeah, but I mean, that was made by Rian Johnson, and a whole lot of people think that guy ruined Star Wars.
What was the last thing you worked on?
The final season of Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Plus, this movie doesn't involve time travel, you know? The younger version of himself is actually a clone that was made by this bad guy.
And who's the bad guy?
Clay Varys?
Isn't that a venereal disease?
No, it's a person,
if you say so.
So anyway, this guy Henry's like the best assassin in the world, right? We're gonna start the movie with him sniping a guy on a moving train from super far away.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Extremely cool, but why wouldn't he just do that when the train is stopped?
Because this is cooler.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And Henry wants to retire because now he's in his 50s and after 70 kills, he's starting to feel bad.
Okay.
Then Henry finds out that he was tricked and some of the people he killed weren't necessarily bad guys.
Oh, okay, so the government wants to take him out to cover their tracks?
Exactly. So then he and this woman, Danny, that was spying on him, go on the run.
Oh, Danny, huh? What's her deal?
Oh, she's a badass. She's gonna have this fight against this secret ops guy, right?
Right.
And he's gonna be like, where's Henry? You can tell me now, or you can tell me in 5 minutes without your teeth.
Oh, very cool line.
And then she's gonna pin him and be like, who sent you? You can tell me now, or you can tell me in 5 minutes without your teeth.
Oh, she Uno reversed him.
Yeah, and then Henry walks in and she's like, I know who sent him. And he's like, how'd you figure it out? And she drops some teeth in his hands.
Wait, so she picked up his teeth after knocking them out?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why? In case Henry asked, I guess.
So if he hadn't asked her that, she just would have walked around with teeth?
I guess so, yeah. Kind of weird when you put it that way. A very risky punchline.
So anyway, then they go meet Henry's friend Baron, who's a pilot, so he can fly them all over the place.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's a pilot, so he can fly them all over the place.
Oh, very cool.
So then they're gonna go to Columbia, but this assassin shows up who looks exactly like a younger version of Henry.
Is it because he's a young version of Henry?
It is. That guy Clay cloned Henry, then raised the clone as his own son, named him Junior.
Not much effort put into that name at all.
So then there's gonna be this big motorcycle chase, and Junior is gonna motorcycle whip Henry.
Motorcycle whip him?
It's like a pistol whip, but with a motorcycle.
Oh my god.
So then eventually, the good guys are gonna figure out that this young guy that looks exactly like Henry is actually a clone of Henry.
Wait, how long into the movie are we at this point? Oh, at least 45 minutes.
That is a crazy long time.
Yeah, well, we're gonna wanna hold off and tease it for a while so it'll be a big reveal.
But won't every single person in the audience already know that it's gonna be a clone of himself? I mean, they'll have seen the trailers and the posters.
Right, probably.
So that slow burn of a reveal isn't gonna pay off for anyone at all?
Probably not, no. But it'll show that the movie takes itself seriously.
Oh, I guess that is more important than people's enjoyment.
So what else happens?
Well, basically, the good guys are gonna travel around and meet with various exposition dumps.
Various what?
Sorry, I meant characters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like this Russian guy wants Clay Varys dead, right? So Henry's like, well, why don't you just send a missile to kill him? And the Russian guy's like, that's what we're doing. You are the missile.
Oh, that's a pretty cool line, but why don't they send a missile if that's an option?
Well, it doesn't matter if it's an option. What matters is that it's a cool line.
Right, but like, why don't they do that though?
I don't know.
Well, okay then.
So anyway, eventually Henry and Junior are gonna team up because they're both mad at Clay.
Oh, why is Junior mad at Clay now?
Well, he's all like, you made a person out of another person.
That's how all people are made.
Right, but he's mad that he's a clone.
Oh, okay, right.
So eventually there's gonna be this big showdown between the good guys and Clay and his soldiers.
Oh, what's that gonna be like?
Remember at the end of the first Rambo movie where they fight in a small town that has no civilians and straight up destroy the place?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that, pretty much exactly.
Oh, okay.
And then Junior's gonna knock Clay unconscious.
Oh, well great, so it's over.
Well, no, because he leaves without tying him up or restraining him in any way.
Isn't Junior supposed to be, like, the best in the world? Why wouldn't he do that?
Because the movie's not over.
Right, okay.
So then Clay wakes up and he sends in the ultimate weapon. This guy's like a ninja, he doesn't feel any pain.
Oh, sounds like he's gonna be hard to beat.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they shoot him a bunch of times with explosive rounds and, that does the trick. Oh, well, great. And then they take off this guy's mask and reveal that it's another clone of Henry. So how come Clay didn't send this guy to kill Henry in the first place?
So the movie can happen.
Seems like a lot of stuff is happening just so the movie can happen.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? Are there like a bunch of Henry clones?
Well, Clay's gonna give a speech about like an army of Henry clones.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then we're, you know, not gonna go anywhere with that idea.
Oh, okay.
So then Junior's about to kill Clay, but Henry's like, no, if you pull that trigger, it's gonna mess you up for life. I'll murder your dad in front of you, and that'll be okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
It does, and so then he does, and everybody gets a happy ending. Junior goes to, like, happy college with zero PTSD.
Oh, happy endings are tight.
That's... okay, so what do you think?
Well, to be honest, it feels kind of empty.
Right, yeah, it totally is. But I'm hoping people are gonna be distracted by the cool visual effects.
Oh yeah, fingers crossed.
I was also thinking we could shoot it in 4K and 120 frames per second.
What, can any US theaters actually play that as intended?
I'm sure it's possible, sir.
Well, okay then, let's do it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.